Let's talk about some of the work that's going on. Specifically, talk to me a little bit about the new standardized grading scale.
Well, as you know, that was something we worked on for, gosh, I'm going to say at least a year and a half. And actually, you could even go back later. That was the latest committee. I think there were committees that started working on it long before I was even hired, which is, well, it'll be 5 years in December since I was hired. So it's a long, long journey, and one that's been an evolving journey. I think it's finally reached a pinnacle where folks see it and value it. All of that was rolled out after extensive work by our teachers and administrators. And the new grading scale, to be quite honest, does make it more challenging for the students. We have a student advisory group that just happened to meet this week. And you know, one of the things I asked the group was, how's it going? How are you as students being impacted by this new grading scale and how this whole standardized grading scale and process works? And we had a few that at first said it was too difficult and kind of challenged it. And then the really neat thing, about half of the room, and there was probably approximately 25 students in the room, about half of them said, we need it to be pushed harder, and it's appropriate, and yes, we're working harder, but if we do what we're supposed to do, we're going to do fine. And by the way, said a couple of students, which I was really proud to hear them say this, we need to get ready for college, and we need to be understanding the materials and the concepts, and I think they're trying to help us, and we should be doing our part to listen to our teachers, participate in our classroom activities. So that to me was a pretty big testament. And I've certainly heard positive things from our schools and our teachers, but to hear kids say, even the ones that were first kind of bemoaning it, they had to kind of acquiesce at the end and say, well, you know what, maybe it wasn't quite rigorous enough. So I think it's going to be a winning proposition. I think it's certainly been communicated well, and the expectations with the teaching staff has been really well implemented. So I applaud all the teams that worked on those processes.
So now, talking about the five-year strategic plan, this was something that was put in place in 2014. So where are we at so far?
We just did an update with the school board and kind of did a high-level overview of the seven principles that are a part of the strategic plan. And we'll do a full, kind of a bigger picture once all of our state assessment data comes in, which will happen within the next, should be within the next 3 weeks. But the reality is we're well on our way on most of those strategies. I mean, I can give you examples. There's one on safe and healthy schools. Well, one of the things we've done was pass a bond issue that has allowed us to build tornado shelters in all of our schools, allowed us to do card entry, allowed us to do renovations so that wherever the main entrance is, then there's somebody there that has a desk or office station that can see who comes and goes, which didn't exist in all of our schools. We also had goals on equitable use of resources. Well, the bond issue also helped with that. We had some schools, we had 19 that still had window units that are no longer out there. We could go on down the line on things we've done on from hiring practices and how we're creating a better pool of high quality leaders and how we're developing and supporting our teachers as well as our principals. But the reality is we've made progress. But on the other hand, certainly the work's not done, and certainly we still see opportunities for improvement, whether that's with student achievement data, graduation rates, behavior data. We always see room for growth, but we're real proud of how we focused on specifically some of our highest need schools, which was part of the strategic plan too.